Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I'm a former country, and I think it's the greatest honor any American can have is to serve this great country. And the Army needs me, and everything I'd be doing would be, for myself. And I think the best thing to do for my family, for my community and my country, is to serve it. And I'm really looking forward to this challenge, and I'm looking forward to doing whatever they ask me to do and providing strength and leadership and getting out there and doing what America needs. Look, it's no secret that I put a lot of consideration into it. I have a tremendous amount of respect. A lot of relationships I met in the district with the party. Obviously, this thing looked like it, you know, I had a lot of support, and there were a lot of people that were behind, a potential run. At the same time, a lot of other things have changed in my life too. And the what I'm doing in the military is important work. I feel it every day. I respect it. I respect the folks I'm around. I see a whole new generation of young people willing to give their all for our comfort and our way of life. It's the most invigorating and incredible experience I've ever had being around those young people. And I want to continue to do it until I'm of no use to anyone. You know, the president's got a lot of things on his plate, and I respect it. And again, I won't get into a conversation that I have with the president. But look, we've got a commander in chief that's got a lot going on in the world, and I just look forward to my role in supporting whatever I have to do in the Army. And again, you know, let the decision be made, and let the best candidate win. And it was getting a little too dramatic and uncomfortable for me, and I just wanted to say, hey, I wanted to respect all the people that wanted to give me their two cents. And if this was something that looked like it was a clear pathway and folks were behind it, and there was no conflict with the Army, I would have done it, absolutely. But I just, with my family and with everything going on right now with what we're seeing in the world, I think being a soldier, in the next 2 to 3 years, we are going to be prepared for the next 40 years of war. Anything that the world can throw at us, we're going to be ready for it. This next 2 to 3 years is crucial that we turn our technology around, we get different skill sets in there, and we're ready for whatever the enemy has to throw at us. Obviously, my family is very important to me, but these are decisions that you make your heart and your gut, and that's what leads you. I listen to everyone that is in my life, friends, family, you name it. But this is the best decision, and it's zero regrets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.